And while politicians promise commodities to make life better, philosophers assure that true happiness is without commodities. And when the conservatives start winning, it is time to prepare to fight back. Ignorance is the submission to the specifics of social work, letting go to all of our natural holism. And sooner than later, our wolf nature will clash against our condition as social dogs. And like Ulysses, our effort is that of squeezing in Troy horses of meanings into blank civilizations. And in order to be gratified, humans need credits and only need to learn to turn credits into spiritual ones. And in the end, we are all miserable chickens eating miserable grains and having to produce the golden eggs for the capitalists. And we want space, and thus we don't have time. But if we want time, we will have space. And the main feature of media is to make what is small big, and what is big small. And as an ideology is pushed forward, the enemies of life become both on each polarities. And while capitalism locks the method and exports the content, sustainability requires the exact opposite. And so many are the broadcasted opinions that the wisest thing for wisdom to do is to keep quiet. And having automated our worldly ambitions, all our compassion should go for a nature put under stress by them. And only with a spiritual aim we can force the medium to stay the medium. And capitalism doesn't want to hear of any personal matter, but it is the most of personal matters. And spiritually speaking, the best of luck is never to have any luck. And once we understand how to profit from it, there's nothing more valuable to win than time. And the greatest impossible thing we can achieve is by taking small possible steps. And the more faith is our discovery, the more noble is our will, and the less, the more harmful it is. And for every voluntary victim of ideology, 10 new involuntary victims are created. And religion is just the mirror of power. The more the latter becomes authoritarian, the more the former becomes monotheistic. The colonialism is relative, as ultimately the colonists come to reflect the nature of the colonized place. And the more innocent is the social manifestation, the more is the power struggle behind it. And even if our own measure is not scientifically correct, it will be more than precise if we constantly adhere to it to relate to reality. And the main source of poison are commodities, especially as they get poison free. And for every solution, there will be an even much more complex problem to be solved. And at last, the mainstream is an empty container deviating the attention from actual content. And the only education we can truly undergo is that of a de-bourgeoisization, bringing us back to nature. Judgments are endemics to human nature, and education can only hide them but not oppress them. And simplicity is but the ability to contain a great complexity. And the more a society disables the artistic wheel, the more it is decadent. And the environment around us dies as much as we die, and rejuvenates as much as we do. And it is only a true unconditioned love that can break all forms of divides. And at last it is the global transformation that make our goodbye a full farewell. And rather than wise, like a destituted body in a hospital, we are unable to take care of our old humanity. And without a doubt, where there is richness, there is misery. And the populist is only coherent in one thing, listening to the moods of the people and act accordingly. The most noble death is after planting the seeds of a new life. And screw professionalism, as defects are the nicest things to fix. And a new regime of freedom always find ways to become the old regime of slavery. And we ought to accept that a way to a stronger light is but more obscure, while the purity of the body is but a luxury, it is the purity of the soul to be the real virtue. And there is zero solidarity to expect from those who brand themselves to be solidal. As it turns out, the best contribution to nature is that we don't contribute to society. And our life in the end is only worth the few moments of true purity. And as the dominator will be the dominated, and vice versa, better to be none. And the old Christian morality wants that everyone who brings life will be killed by the most conservative ones, and that is the new Christians. And there is only one thing we should be very conservative about, and that is to maintain our freedom. And so it was, it is, and it will be that the discriminated ones gain their rights and start discriminating. Nothing is more correct than choosing simplicity for every situation. And no matter how liberal our governance is, it will anyway have to impose on all of us a common normality. And it is for his ability of distorting conventions that genius in society is most hated. And opinions are like heated stones, losing their heat as soon as it gets cold. And the only reason why we should contribute to the mainstream is to greatly contribute to our local minority. And capitalism only pretend to want your expertise when it just wants you 100%. And since it is the algorithm to turn us into the executors, we shall tailor one according to our own nature. And while the West obsesses with the victims of its former power, the real problem remains at the source of the present power to the East. And as the law is made to suit everyone, it is up to us to suit it to our own different natures, and only to engage to our own self first will defy to engage to any enslaving corporation. We might find the perfect system, but we'll have to override it before our nature turns captive.